Senate Bill 81. Senate Bill 81 is an act to limit the Department of Labor's authority to recommend settlements in labor disputes. We have had public testimony, proponent and opponent, questions from the committee, and we went into discussion and action the other night. We were not able to resolve our differences on this bill, so it is now open and all motions are relevant. What's the Representative Olson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To get us off the dime, I'd move do pass.
Is there Representative Olson moves, Representative Hansen seconds a do pass motion on Senate Bill 81.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Dunnifin.
I would have the substitute motion to defer to the 36th day.
Is there a second? Representative Dunnifin moves, Representative Junkie seconds a substitute motion to defer to the 36th legislative day. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, the motion before the committee is the defer to the 36th legislative day motion. Those who are in favor of the motion shall say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary shall call the roll.
Brown?
No.
Aye.
It lost.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 2, 6. It lost.
Motion fails, 7-6. Representative Vicarious.
On a substitute motion, I'd like to distribute an amendment this time.
Yeah.
Yes. Keep one for myself. What it does, it's pretty simple. If you go to page 2, line 12, delete everything after department and the rest of section 2. And if I get a second, I'd explain it.
Second.
Representative Curious moves, Representative Jasper seconds a substitute motion for the amendment 81DA. Representative Curious.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What this would do, it would still provide that the department shall explain their rationale. However, it doesn't state the specific factors that are involved in that explanation, which, like number subheading 2, the power of the public employer and political subdivision to finance the final collect. I mean, some of the things that I know have been found quite objectionable by some of the parties. I'm not sure this would turn them into proponents, but I think it might lessen some of the concerns that they have, and it certainly would make it easier for me to vote for it.
Representative Michaels. State your question.
Thank you. I'm reading this, and it's delete everything after the department, so we'll just say the department.
And then first, delete after department.
Those two, the departments in a row.
Oh. I'm awake. Thanks.
Okay. Further discussion on the motion. So the motion to amend. Hearing none, those in favor of the motion to amend shall say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. The bill is once again amended. That was 81DA. Representative Brown.
I would move to pass as amended. It wasn't a substitute motion to it, so we were back to ground zero relative to the final action.
We're back to ground zero.
Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, I would move then do pass as amended.
Representative Brown moves, Representative Olson seconds. Do pass as amended. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, which is the do pass as amended motion on Senate Bill 81, shall say aye. Those opposed, nay, and the secretary shall call the roll.
Brown.
Aye.
No. Motion carries 8-5. Senate Bill 81 will be reported. Do pass as amended to the House floor.